We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky athletics and your next move.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Husky Post Game Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield. A recap, check of scores, and the thoughts of head coach Jimmy Lake are all coming up. Now back to the stadium. Here's Tony Caspercone.
52-3, the Huskies hammer Arkansas State today, Cam. What a game for the Huskies. 598 yards of total offense, most since the first home game of the 2018 season against North Dakota, where they went for 632. And Dylan Morris, with a career high by a lot in the yardage category, goes 23 of 39, 367, three touchdowns, and it was just fun to see the different variety of receivers that he was working the ball to, including Jalen McMillan, a kid who came into this game with one career catch, but we saw why there's a lot of hype around him. 10 receptions for 175 yards.
Yeah, great day by the wide receivers. Jalen McMillan, it just busted out from the very first drive. You know, going into this in the pregame, I mentioned I got really specific on those keys because I wanted to make sure. But the offense exploded today for 598. Check. Score points. Well, you did. 52 points, most points since 2017 when you won 63-7. And then the W because it stands for winning. I'm proud of these guys. I know a lot of Husky fans and everybody's out there was waiting for this explosion, and we got it on special teams, we got it on defense, and certainly we got it on offense.
Well, you know, this is a Arkansas State team. It's not easy to stop, but we wondered coming into this game if this might not be the kind of offense that's just tailored for a Husky defense that's always strong on the back end, that's always disciplined, that doesn't give up the big plays. I mean, Arkansas State came in with 18 plays of 20-plus yards this year. That's good for second in the nation, right? And today, they just struggled all day long. Didn't have a run of over 20 yards. They had a couple of pass plays of over 20 yards, nothing longer than 29, and really never truly threatened to punch the ball into the end zone. Settled for just 3 points today.
Well, the scheme and how they set it up, Coach Gregory, along with Coach Lake and all the defensive staff, and they came up with a design where we were asking for multiple sacks. I think that can be explained. You played to Michigan where they ran the ball a lot through for less than 15 times. Even Montana ran the ball a little more success. You haven't had the kind of time to be able to rust the passer. Well, today you did, but they played dime. You heard us say nickel, the penny. Rushing only three, sometimes only one. The versatility of what they have on the defensive side goes to show you that no matter what kind of offense you're going to face, this Husky team can adjust, and they did a great job.
And the Huskies with their first defensive touchdown since the Arizona game in 2019. It was Fa'atu'i-Tu'i-Tele who forced a fumble, hitting the quarterback on fourth down. And then big Braylon Trice scoops it up and goes 72 yards down the left sideline to cap the scoring today. 52-3, Washington defeats Arkansas State.
How about that? We haven't seen that kind of excitement. The big guys, the hit, the ball out, the interceptions. They had two turnovers, the Huskies. And then they bounce back and get three fumbles. And, hey, the weather played a part of it. And I'm glad that we're used to this kind of weather up here in the Pacific Northwest.
I was just going to say, I mean, it clearly affected Arkansas State today. But meanwhile, the Huskies went three and out on the opening drive. There was even a little smattering of boos, people saying, hey, what's going on? Are you going to be able to move the football today? And then they did. The next four possessions, 88 yards, 80 yards, 70 yards, 93 yards, all touchdown drives.
Yeah, get right week, and this really was for the offense, running the football. The running backs did a good job. The explosion of the wide receivers, you mentioned, certainly Jalen McMillan is just as exciting as anybody you'll see. The youngster, Taj Davis, Terrell Bynum. You got a touchdown from old Mr. Reliable, Cade Otten. All the guys getting involved. It just felt like a team win. Felt like a throwback to what Husky football used to feel like. And those are the ones you need heading into Pac-12 play.
52-3. The Huskies dominate today by using five different running backs. Richard Newton led the way. 10 carries, 52 yards. Although Kamari Pleasant had a nice second half. 8 rushes, 48 yards. Sean McGrew, welcome back. 6 carries, 31 yards, and 2 touchdown runs. His first, I thought, was a big spark for the offense.
Big-time spark for the offense. The jump cut, the move. You could hear him talking to Elise afterwards. He's been waiting, biding his time. What a great teammate, putting on a different jersey, running down and doing whatever it takes. A six-year senior that is a great leader, and it's great to see him come back.
Cam Davis, 7 carries, 27 yards as well. And then, you know, toward the end of the game, Javion Sunday, the first 3 touches of his career. We did see Sam Hewitt come into the ballgame in the fourth quarter as well. He goes 2 for 5, 31 yards, and good to get all these guys some experience. They're going to need it because never know when their number is going to be called for different reasons. We saw Trent McDuffie go down with an injury today. Mish Powell, a walk-on from Seattle O'Day High School, I thought did a really nice job in his first really significant action of his career. Mish Powell had a couple passes broken up and made some plays on the defensive end.
Yeah, it's always about depth. You're one play away. Everybody knows that. Hopefully Duff has just got a little bit of a sprained ankle. He'll bounce back next week. But all these, one of these guys, and Coach Lake says every one of these players are prepared to either start or take significant reps because you just never know. And you saw it on today is that when the number was called, they went out and made a bunch of plays.
I almost wonder if the Huskies might not be more effective by committee at the running back position. I mean, you got four of those guys in there today, and Washington's now gone 10 straight games without a 100-yard rusher. And yet they've had some games where they've been able to run the football, 250 against Oregon State, 250 against Arizona. Clearly, 200 yards rushing today. I mean, so you can do it by committee.
You certainly can. 200 yards sounds a heck of a lot better than the previous of 65 and 50. I don't care how it happens. Run 17, guys. 200 sounds great.
All right. Huskies defeat Arkansas State 52-3. We'll get the comments of head coach Jimmy Lake coming up momentarily. We'll also talk to a couple players in the locker room as well as the Dogs get a 49-point win today. Now this for Chambers Bay.
Owned and operated by UW grads and proud sponsors of Husky Athletics, Chambers Bay Distillery is raising the bar for locally crafted spirits. Inspired by Puget Sound, their gold medal award-winning spirits incorporate the best the state of Washington has to offer. With corn sourced from Ruffett Farms, Chambers Bay Bourbon is aged in a floating boathouse. Ron Vodka, the mineral water of vodkas, is touched with San Juan Island sea salt. And Ghost Dog Ghost Pepper Whiskey is a brilliant way to spice up your cocktails. Learn more at chambersbaydistillery.com. Chambers Bay Distillery, University Place, Washington, must be 21 years of age. Please drink responsibly.
It's time to bring the big game to your backyard with battery power made by Steel. Our AK Homeowner Series battery tools start at just $199.99. Find yours at over 10,000 local dealers. Steel is a proud supporter of your Washington Huskies. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices SNWSRP.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Some great news from the Lee Johnson Auto family. University Mazda is joining our family of great brands and is now Lee Johnson Mazda of Seattle. This means two great Mazda locations to serve you in Seattle and Kirtland. Hurry in as both locations are featuring the Mazda CX-5 with 0% financing for 36 months on approval of credit. Lee Johnson Mazda, now in Kirtland and Seattle's U District.
Lee Johnson Auto
We at Boeing are excited to celebrate with the fans and community at the annual Boeing Apple Cup Series. Get ready to experience the sights and sounds of a classic rivalry in person again. So whether you're cheering for the Huskies or the Cougars, Boeing sees the whole state of Washington as one united team, because we go further together. Boeing, proud to sponsor the Boeing Apple Cup Series and support our employees across Washington.
Huskies defeat Arkansas State. That's a 49-point win and the largest margin of victory the Huskies have had since beating Montana at the start of the 2017 season, 63-7. So the Huskies with a convincing margin of victory today, and did a lot of it by spreading the ball around. 23 completions for Dylan Morris tonight, and 10 of those went to Jalen McMillan. Jalen McMillan came in with one career catch for 16 yards. And today, 10 catches, 175 yards, a touchdown on 11 targets. He's the first Husky receiver to have double-digit receptions in a game since Andre Bocelli did it in the Rose Bowl on January 1st, 2019. He had 12 catches in that game. So Huskies just looking exactly how you want them to look offensively. And not sure why it wasn't able to happen against Montana, but I am sure that it happened today. This is exactly what the doctor ordered.
I've said it over and over again at nauseam. I mean, you can get better week in and week out. Yeah. Players can get better. Coaches can get better. You get it on film. Sometimes you start to get into a feel, and last year wasn't a real season, and now you're starting to settle in and get to see it. And this game, it puts it on tape for everybody watching. Cal's got to watch this game now. They go, oh, wait a minute. They weren't going to run the ball all over the place. They threw it. The versatility this offense had today, combined with how well the defense had played, it's spectacular to see. And it was positive. The energy was good. And I know those guys are celebrating down in that locker room right now, feeling really good about themselves.
Yeah, absolutely, as they should. As this offense played really well today. Again, it was another day where the Huskies threw it more than they ran it. 44 passes, 39 rushes. And it worked out just fine today. And it was the better route to go, as Washington had those four consecutive drives in the first half that were just really impressive.
Yeah, they really did. And maybe this team is turning, and we're starting to see what the identity is. I said that coming into the game. Who do they want to be? Do they want to be a ground and pound it? And I know the coach, like, said, let's run the dang ball. Minus a damn, but that's what he wanted to do. It set up a lot of good things early. You said run it by committee, 200 yards. But the passing game and the adjustment that Dylan came out with early, I know the first drive wasn't great, but since then, it was electric. It was efficient. He was quick with the ball. They got out of his hands. He stayed in gun a lot, little read zone fakes, seam balls, corner over the top. Jalen McMillan going down the sideline. I mean, you just really can't draw it up any better to have early success. And I think all of us were waiting for that early in the offensive side.
And the Huskies, for a team in Arkansas State that does have some talent coming off the edge, did a really good job protecting Dylan Morris today as well. He only took one sack, loss of 5 yards, and I thought Dylan was pretty decisive with what to do when he was in a little bit of pressure as well.
Yeah, he was, and those guys watched film. They understood what Memphis did prior to Arkansas State, and they threw it all over the yard to him. This defense coming in, you and I were talking about it, it's not a vaunted defense from Arkansas State, and they weren't going to cover very well, and the pressure was there.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Husky Football from Learfield. Washington 52, Arkansas State 3, as we're now joined by head coach Jimmy Lake here on the postgame show. And coach, congratulations. 49-point win. I would say that's got to leave you all feeling pretty good down in the locker room.
Yeah, it does, for sure. The players, you know, they put so much work in this, really the last 3 weeks. And then, you know, we didn't get the result we wanted those first 2 weeks. So it definitely felt good to be in that locker room with a victory.
Coach, there's so many good things that happened in this game. But one thing I know you mentioned about making adjustments on offense, were there certain things that you felt going into this game you could take advantage of from what Arkansas State did? Did you change anything significantly that you felt in the play calls, or kind of to get them started and get the guys feeling really good early?
Yeah, that was our big emphasis was, you know, to get our offense in rhythm. You know, we haven't been in rhythm those first couple of weeks. And, you know, one of the keys to the game was, hey, let's just get in rhythm. And so, you know, Dylan and, you know, our wide receivers got us in rhythm. We knew we were going to have to throw it a little bit to be able to run the football because they crowd the line of scrimmage with all of, you know, 11 of their defensive players. And, you know, Jalen McMillan was out there making plays. And, you know, of course, Cade and Terrell Bynum. And then that loosened up some things where we could hand the ball off and get some runs in there.
Yeah, it started with the three and out, but after that, you had literally four straight drives where you got the ball kind of deep in your own end and went all the way down the field and finished those drives, got into the red zone and finished four straight touchdown drives that were all 70 yards. And to be able to do it that consistently, I know has to be a really big deal for you guys.
It is. It is. You know, we had a lot of momentum, you know, coming out of spring football and then out of training camp on offense. I mean, they were giving our defense fits. And, you know, and then early on there, obviously, we had a few issues at one of our position groups. And, you know, we needed some more answers there, you know, in the beginning of the season, and they weren't there. But you could see what the boost Terrell Bynum gave us and Jalen McMillan, and then also the style that we played with, that gave us a boost as well.
Jalen McMillan comes in with one career catch for 16 yards. Tell me what you see out of him going into this game that leads you to believe that a guy with that little game experience is capable of coming out here and having 10 catches for 175 and a touchdown.
Well, we see it every day in practice. So we see it. It doesn't – for me I don't care how young he is. He's out there beating our defensive backs for touchdowns and for big plays in practice. So it does not surprise me at all that he went 10 for 175 in a touchdown, and he's still got room to improve, which is exciting for the Dogs.
I know a lot of people like to talk about offense because it was the fun thing to talk about, but I thought the defense played great. You got those turnovers, you got a huge sack, and then a strip sack. And a fumble and a pickup. You were really versatile with your looks, Coach, with the rushing three and dime packages and all of that going into this game. Was that kind of something you saw that you could change up the looks and confuse, especially Blackman? He really struggled trying to get rid of that football.
Yeah, you know, and first, you know, I'll say this. When we're able to score points on offense and then we put our opponent at a disadvantage where they have to sit back there and throw it, that's where we get an advantage. And so now, you know, they had to abandon their run game and it became a one-sided affair. And then we can do all kinds of things. That's when it gets fun. And we got lots of different blitzes and pressures and dropping eight and rushing only three. That's where it becomes fun for the guys. And it was awesome to see some turnovers finally.
Huskies defeat Arkansas State 52-3. More with head coach Jimmy Lake coming up after this.
New members win big at Emerald Queen Casino. Sign up today for your chance to win up to $500 free play this weekend. What a way to welcome in the weekend. Better yet, you can sign up for your EQC Players Club card from anywhere. Just download the EQC mobile app. It's so easy to sign up and play at Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
As a not-for-profit credit union, BECU is all for Huskies. That's why when you shop with the BECU UW Visa, your purchases go from this to this. And with better rates and fewer fees, you always have a home advantage. To apply for the official card of UW, go to becu.org/UW. Apply today. Federally insured by NCUA. Contact BECU at 800-233-2328 for information.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Ready for an oil change? Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to get everything you need. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $28.95 and earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. On sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. This Husky tailgating moment is brought to you by Waterbrook Winery, proud partner of Husky Athletics. For this week's matchup against the Red Wolves, savvy tailgaters know to pair Waterbrook Syrah with a crowd-pleasing meal. Much like football, a successful tailgating game plan is all about strategy and execution. Your mealtime roster scores big points with Waterbrook Syrah backing it up. Waterbrook Winery, vintage Walla Walla, award-winning wines representing the best of Columbia Valley. Visit us at waterbrook.com and go Huskies.
Three Huskies hammer Arkansas State here at Husky Stadium today to move to 1-2 on the season, and now we'll get ready for a Pac-12 opener against California here at Husky Stadium next Saturday. Joined by head coach Jimmy Lake, as the Dogs just rolled to a 49-point win, largest margin of victory since early in the 2017 season, and coach, most total yards of offense since early in the 2018 season. I know you guys aren't big on stats, but to really have some superlative numbers like this, some things we haven't seen in 3 or 4 or 5 years, coming off some of the frustration of the first couple of weeks trying to move the football, I bet it's just got to feel really good to see that kind of productivity.
You know, it does. I'm really proud of our offensive line. You know, that was another big emphasis of the week, was they're going to have to get things started with first pass protection and then also running the football. Really proud of those guys, led by Jackson Kirkland, Luke Wattenberg, and then Dylan Morris. I mean, he just operated. We knew they were going to have some lanes for us to throw and then also some lanes to run it, and he saw the look, either handed it or he threw it, and so I'm just so proud of those guys.
You know, Coach, you mentioned about getting in rhythm on offense. Dylan Morris throws for 398 yards, or as a group you did, and Sammy got it, Doug. But did you see something when you say about rhythm, about maybe, hey, these short throws, these quick throws, keeping him in gun early, felt like we could take advantage of a few things that Arkansas State was doing?
Yeah, we saw a few things on film, and then we also just the whole emphasis was on rhythm and exactly what you just said. Hey, can we just spit the ball out? Let's get 5 yards here. Let's get 6 yards here. Let's get in some, you know, third and manageable, or maybe on second down, get a first down and move the chains. And our offense was effective in doing that.
Buki Radley-Hiles, 9 tackles, 1 sack, 2 TFLs, a pass breakup, and a fumble recovery. Pretty good day at the office, I'd say. As a former defensive backs coach, I think you got to be happy with 44.
Yeah, I am. I'm so proud of Buki. All he has done is improved every single game, and he's played well in all 3 games. But to see the improvement and the development from each week, it's just been so pleasing to watch. He's a grinder. He loves to watch film. He comes up to the office all the time and is just hungry to learn. And so when we have players like that, we know that success is going to be in their future.
Yeah, also number 5, pretty savvy veteran, Sean McGrew, gets a chance to get in the end zone. He talked about putting on a different jersey, running down, and then being on kickoff cover. I haven't done that since I was a freshman in high school. It was good to see him get back involved, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. It really was. And he showed up a ton on our special teams in practice for the last couple of weeks, and so we wanted to get him out there. We got him on kickoff. He was a gunner on punt team. And then, of course, you know, how he runs the football. He's an excellent running back. We love that Sean came back for another year with the Dogs.
Just talking about special teams, the other number 5, Alex Cook, breaking through with a blocked punt. I mean, just a big momentum play at that point in the ball game. And I felt like the special teams really looked pretty good today. And we saw Tim Horn try some PATs for the first time in his career.
Yeah, you know, going back to Alex Cook, I'm so proud of him. You know, I always tell the guys that toughness and physicalness will always be rewarded. And Alex Cook has climbed the depth chart on special teams. He's on everything on special teams, every phase. And now he's starting at safety because of his physical play. He made some excellent tackles out there. And then he makes a huge play with slamming the punt. Alex is a tough physical player, and he plays football the way we want our players to play.
Score or get the ball back. Well, the score thing hasn't happened since 2019 at Arizona, and I got to say, I mean, I'm thinking of who's going to score the first defensive touchdown of the season. Kyler Gordon, Trent McDuffie.
I didn't have number 8 Braylon Trice. I got to be honest. He wasn't in my pool.
Yeah, that's so I know it. But you just never know when they're going to come. And when you play that physical and that fast and all 11 guys are running to the football, it could be anybody. And that's what you saw in that play. You just saw purple jerseys running all over the place, playing physical and keeping the ball in the chute. Then the ball's on the ground, and whoever's near it, let's pick it up and let's go score.
Hey, Jimmy, congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much.
Congrats.
Go Dogs.
Head coach Jimmy Lake is the Dogs. Hammer Arkansas State 52-3 today and improved to 1-2 with a big game at Cal coming up, at home against Cal coming up next weekend. We've got more postgame coverage live from Husky Stadium coming up after this from Banner Bank.
When the stakes are high and it's your money on the line, you can count on Banner Bank. Banner Bankers listen and care about every detail, always one step ahead of whatever you need. From easy online banking to the perfect home loan with financial tools and advice that help you get ahead. So start banking with Banner Bank and get the superpower service you deserve. Built for action. Built for banking. Banner Bank. Banner Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
How many Boss Babies can one family hold? Find out in the outrageous adventure, The Boss Baby, Family Business, now available at Redbox. Set 40 years after Boss Baby, estranged brothers Tim and Ted Templeton reunite when a magical formula turns them into babies for 48 hours. Joining forces with Tim's secret agent daughter, they must go undercover to prevent an evil genius from turning toddlers into monstrous brats. Watch The Boss Baby, Family Business, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Yeah, this season I actually had little business cards made. Eric Rubino, Fantasy Baseball GM. You can keep that. Sure, the players are famous, but come game day, I decide their fate. What's that? Oh, you make $20 million? Well, I don't like your attitude. You're benched! No, I'd never bench an all-star, but I could. That's also why I like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. With options based on my budget, they never throw me a curveball. That's a little baseball reference for you.
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss is designed to stand out. Because when you have a 2-inch lift, Goodyear Duratrac tires, and an integrated dual exhaust, the last thing you'll need is a road. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Ready to off-road. Right from the factory.
See your Northwest Chevy dealer.
Huskies defeat Arkansas State 1-2 on the year now, and a lot of momentum heading into Pac-12 play, coming off a really nice win against an Arkansas State offense that came in as one of the tops in all of college football. Number one passing offense in the country coming into this game, and coming off a school record 35 first downs that they had in their last time out. Well, the defense was stellar tonight, led by Buki Radley-Hiles. 9 tackles, 1 sack, 2 TFLs, a pass breakup, a fumble recovery, and a conversation with our own Elise Woodward.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. And, wow, what a game for you, Brendan, just getting out there. As he said, he introduced himself as Brendan because it's more professional, and I agree. Brendan wants to be an actor, I just found out, when he's all done here at UW, which is really impressive. But I think you got some good football left in you, Brendan. What a game for you today. What did that feel like?
Felt great. Felt great to get out there with my teammates and really show our production, show our work ethic, and show what we do when we execute.
For you, it's Jimmy was just saying that you've been improving every day and you've been in there looking at film and you've been up in the offices. Tell me about your mindset in doing that.
This year is about growth. All in all, this year is about growth. And the resources that I have, it's unacceptable if I don't use the resource. So as many hours as I can, I want to be in the room with Will Harris and I want to be in the room with Coach Lake.
For you in this defense, coming out and putting on a performance today, really impressive. Arkansas State was coming in slinging and averaging 45 points a game, and you guys were able to shut them out. What was the key to getting that done?
Reading our keys, understanding the placement of what's going on, and then just executing. Having the poise to know we are prepared.
And, Brenda, watching you play, you got a little moxie to your game. You play with a little extra something as he just raises his eyebrows at me. I love it. Tell me about that, because the fans eat it up, and you seem like you play with an extra little bit of flair out there.
I'm just having fun. I've been playing this game since I was 4 years old. It's pretty much, I couldn't even write my name before I was playing tackle football. So this is something that I just do since birth. I've had so much fun with it, and the energy just makes me have a great game. So.
Well, and it's funny because you're not the biggest guy out there. Now, you're listed at 5'9", but most people think football players big old dudes. So even when you were little, you didn't care about it being such a physical game?
The physique part of football really didn't click to me. So I'm more of a mental guy. As long as I keep my mental sharp, I'll be okay.
And you were telling me that you're wearing number 44 for a special reason. And earlier I was talking to Terrell Bynum, who switched from 4 to 1. And he said he thought you were going to give it to 4, but then you took 44. Tell me the story there, Brennan.
My brother actually passed away in June 1995. And my birthday is August 1999. So we're 4 years apart. And our birthdays are 4 days apart. So 4 and 4 from my brother and I. And when I got to the University of Washington, the number 44 was actually retired. Roland Kirkby, since 1952, was the number was retired, and from Coach Lake, from the Kirkby family, they allowed me to bring it out of retirement to put it on display for this Husky season. So I'm so appreciative of them.
That's an amazing story. It gave me chills. For you, that just gives you a little something extra every time you put that 44 jersey on, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, I feel as if I am my brother. It's kind of weird to say, but I. My brother, if you've ever seen a picture of him, I look just like him. Our mannerisms are the same. We kind of talk the same, mentality the same. So I feel as if I am him. It's kind of a mental thing with me and me, but it works for me. It makes me go to sleep at night well.
Yeah, and you got a smile on your face talking about him, which is the best thing. And final thing for you, I know Purple Rain was blaring, a lot of smiles, guys having fun. That's what we expected this season to be like. You kind of pushed the reset button today, and you guys can move forward now. How does this change your mindset?
We're bricklayers. We're a blue-collar. We're guys that go back to work. We don't want to get too big, too low. We know who we are, but all in all, go back to work, do what we do.
All right. Well, Cam, you better watch out. This guy's going to be a color analyst, I'm telling you. He's made for the radio.
Fantastic.
Love him. Love him.
Love it.
Hey, Brennan, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Have a great day.
We'll send it back up to you guys.
Yeah, great stuff from Brendan Buki Radley Hiles, who just played his 40th career game today, wow. 33rd career start. He's already had such a great career, and he's got more of that ahead of him. You know, Elise was talking about his aspirations as an actor, but, I mean, he's got this year and next year. I mean, he'll have his 44th career start by the time he's all said and
Incredible.
Done here. Not many people can actually say that. So, he had a huge game today. 9 tackles, was one shy of a career high. He had 2 tackles for loss, which was a career high. And he recovered the second fumble of his career. So big-time game for number 44, and he helped the Huskies get a 49-point win, 52-3 over Arkansas State. More post-game coverage is coming up straight ahead. That's after this word from Home Street Bank.
Did you hear Home Street Bank just turned 100 years old?
Really?
We've been banking for a long, long time.
We're the best of the best of the best of the banks. 100 years and we gotta say thanks. We've got business loans in our chromosomes.
She just helped me buy my first home.
So pass the mic, I've got something to say. When you walk in,
hey, Sally.
They know your name.
We've been banking for 100 years.
Home Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans subject to approval.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dawgs!
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
When the hot water needs to be hot, when the drain needs to drain, when the toilet needs to flush, you need to do 2 things. Stop freaking and call Beacon. Beacon Plumbing Heating and Mechanical. On call and there when you need them most. 1-800-FREAKIN or beaconplumbing.net. Is your furnace ready to handle another Pacific Northwest winter? Before the cold weather hits and you start freaking, call Beacon. Beacon Plumbing Heating and Mechanical won't leave you out in the cold. They're on call 24/7. 1-800-FREAKIN or beaconplumbing.net.
Deep Eddy Vodka's mission is to bring people together for good times, and UW football does both. Deep Eddy Vodka is inspired by the oldest swimming hole in Austin, Texas, a place where people come together to enjoy moments that never seem to end, where strangers are just friends you haven't met yet. Deep Eddy Vodka shares that same spirit. So grab some Deep Eddy today and enjoy with friends for good times and to cheer on the dogs. Deep Eddy reminds all dog fans today, drink responsibly.
Well, 49-point win for the Huskies. Largest margin of victory since 2017, a win over Montana. And so Dogs move to 1-2 with a 52-3 win over Arkansas State. Now get ready for a Cal team that beat Sacramento State 42-30 today. So the Sac State Hornets were able to score 30 points against Cal, and that Cal defense will be here. They call themselves the Takers. They love to force turnovers. They're really, really good that way, and that'll be the challenge coming up next weekend for a Husky offense led by our next guest, quarterback Dylan Morris.
Yeah, it seems funny. He's a third-year player here, but just a freshman. So we haven't had you on the radio before, live for the postgame, Dylan, even though you're the second-year starting quarterback. And congratulations, a great performance by the offense today, and just kind of getting things rolling. And I know there was some pressure on you guys to get it rolling. What'd you feel about today's performance?
I mean, yeah, it was definitely good. We put up some points and performed a lot better in the last 2 weeks, but we still – I was talking to guys on the sideline. We still think it's not good enough. We can perform a lot better. We know that just from all the work we put in spring ball, fall camp, summer, all that. We know we can perform a lot better. So tomorrow we're going to go watch the film and get back to work.
Seemed like you guys had a lot of different looks, new personnel in some things, but new looks in the offense as well. So there was some RPO and some things we hadn't seen. How much more new stuff went in there? Because it looked like there was all kinds of new stuff.
I mean, yeah, that was kind of just what the defense gave us too. The film that we watched last 2 weeks, that's what other teams were doing. It was working, so we were trying to implement that in our own way. Because they stacked the box, and one of our goals as offense was we got to run the ball, but we got to throw to run the ball. So we had to open up the run game by throwing some of those easy completions, RPOs. It was successful, and it was just kind of a game plan that Donovan and the rest of the offensive staff put together just to get us in some easy situations and easy completions and just some easy looks that we could perform.
I know in game one against Montana, you were missing a lot of wide receivers. Pretty nice to have number 11 back in there, number one Terrell Bynum as well, and those two guys were effective today. But Jalen McMillan, he was crazy good today. Double-digit catches, nearly 200 yards receiving. What was he doing that really impressed you?
I mean, he was just, since he got hurt, he was just dying to get out there. I mean, he took his game to the next level on the mental side, too, and really started studying more and just making sure he was dialed so when he came back, he'd have a big performance, in which he did. And it was just really, it was really fun to see. I mean, he can get open in so many different ways, the line of scrimmage on deep balls and some of those little in routes he runs. It was just fun to watch. If he's going to get that open, it makes my job easy. And he just brings something different to our offense just because people got to worry about him, and then he can open up Terrell and Taj and our run game when they spread out and worry about us throwing it deep. It definitely helped.
I know your offensive line has been, they've been up frustrated and taking some heat, and I thought they played well today. They kept the pocket clean. You guys ran the ball today when you needed to. What would you say about their performance and what they're able to do today?
I mean, yeah, that's the type of guys they are that we all know they can play like that. And that's mainly what I was talking about earlier, we can play a lot better. They really thought that. I was talking to Jackson and Watt and Biney. They really were just like, yeah, I mean, we're fine with today, but we can play a lot better. And so, I mean, that's what I love about those guys. They just get back to work. They're grinders. You know, they'll be some of the first groups in here tomorrow watching film. They performed well today, and they're going to keep doing that week in, week out.
Well, I know you get the bitter taste out of your mouth after the first couple of weeks. You get a big win today, and now you start Pac-12 play, and you got Cal coming in. And Cal has been a really tough opponent for you guys. It's been a tough matchup because they're so physical defensively. What do you remember about those games, and how do you get this win at home to start Pac-12 play?
I mean, yeah, they're definitely – I remember watching games when I was younger. It's always a good matchup between us two. And my freshman year, you had the whole storm and thunder delay and all – that old weird thing. It's going to be a good matchup. We're going to get into watching film and you know, dialing up a good game plan and just getting ready to play.
Yeah, well, it was pretty stormy there today, and you guys played well. And it's not easy to throw the ball for 300-plus yards in the rainstorm that was today, but you did it, Dylan. You're the Washington guy. I think you handled that just fine, don't you? You look forward to that?
Yeah, I like the rain, honestly. I always say as long as it's not windy.
Yeah.
I could, you know, just growing up, just throwing, you know, recess or going out after school, just throwing the ball in the rain. I couldn't, you know, just got used to it.
Yeah, it's what us Pacific Northwest kids do. Congratulations on a great win today, and I appreciate you taking the time, Dylan.
Yeah, thank you. Go Dogs.
Yep, you bet. Go Dogs. Thanks, you guys. We'll send it back up to you.
Huskies go 5 for 5 in the red zone today. 4 touchdowns. Dylan Morris, very efficient game. 23-39, 367. Dogs averaged 16 yards per completion today.
Sounds really good.
That's a big number.
Yeah, that's a lot big. Something we weren't used to the first 2 weeks, and now we are.
Yeah, Huskies almost had as many total yards today as they had in the first 2 weeks combined. And
take
so
it.
You'll take it. A 52-3 win over Arkansas State to move the Dogs to 1-2. More postgame coverage straight ahead live from Husky Stadium after this from your Western Washington Toyota dealers.
Here are 5 big reasons to buy a Toyota Tundra. Number 5, it's a Tundra. King of trucks. Tried, true, trusted. 4, performance. With its 381 horsepower iForce 5.7 liter V8 and automatic limited slip differential, you get power, traction, and control when you need it most. 3, made right here in the USA. 2, Toyota's been building tough, durable trucks for over 50 years. And number 1, a great selection of great Toyota deals. Get details at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
How many Boss Babies can one family hold? Find out in the outrageous adventure, The Boss Baby, Family Business, now available at Redbox. Set 40 years after Boss Baby, estranged brothers Tim and Ted Templeton reunite when a magical formula turns them into babies for 48 hours. Joining forces with Tim's secret agent daughter, they must go undercover to prevent an evil genius from turning toddlers into monstrous brats. Watch The Boss Baby, Family Business, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Escape the everyday at Swinomish Casino and Lodge on the beautiful shores of Padilla Bay in Anacortes. Whether you're looking to get away for a few days or a few hours, your staycation destination is closer than you think. Enjoy our spacious rooms with amazing views. And if it's thrills you're searching for, hit the casino floor for the latest and greatest games. We want you to know that you can stay and play safe here at Swinomish Casino and Lodge. So book your Swinomish staycation today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn double, triple, even up to 5 times O'Rewards points on select purchases. Get bonus points on more than 200 items throughout the store, like wiper blades, fuel system cleaners, motor oil, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Washington 52-3, Washington beats Arkansas State and licks its wounds from the first couple of weeks of the season pretty effectively. The Dogs just absolutely bounce back with a vengeance today against the Red Wolves, who are now licking their wounds on their way back to Jonesboro, Arkansas. But boy, a little home cooking. You dial up some dog weather. You get a nasty rainy day at Husky Stadium where it absolutely pours. It's so funny to see on the Jumbotron. You see these absolutely soaking wet cheerleaders trying to lead the crowd into some cheers. And it just felt like Husky football today, didn't it?
Yeah, it's not supposed to happen this way already when the students aren't back yet, but they're back next week. And it's September. You said last weekend of summer. We'll take it. This is usually what we get in October, but 52 points in week 3. The get-right week was a get-right week.
Yeah, the Huskies got right in a big way. 52-3, the final score. And we already talked to Dylan Morris. We talked to Buki Radley-Hiles. I mean, both of them had fantastic games. But it's time now for the Air Van Move of the Game, brought to you by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky football in your next move. And for today's Air Van Move of the Game, we loaded up the truck. Two of the bigger players on the defensive side of the ball for the Huskies. Here's a snap. Hatcher in the pocket. Hatcher bounces outside, rolls out to the right, points, looks in trouble, chased by Bruner. Hatcher stands in and gets decked. Fatui Tui Taylor hit him, and it's picked up by Braylon Trice down the left sideline. 40, 30. Braylon Trice is going all the way. Touchdown.
John Washington, a scoop and score. Batui Tui Tele with the deck. And Braylon Trice picks it up and rumbles all the way, 71 yards.
And, boy, that was energy right there. When you saw this place, that sideline, when the Huskies get their first defensive touchdown in almost two full years, that was really, really exciting. That put the exclamation point on a 52-3 win.
Yeah, it sure did. We saw some big plays on offense, but that one felt like everybody on that sideline was chasing them down, and the excitement of watching the big guys ball out. There's nothing better than watching the big guys run down the sideline. And you see Braylon tries to get the oxygen afterwards. He's like, I don't know if I want to do that all the time, but we'll take it from the defensive side.
Hey, you know what? When you get the opportunity to do that, you
absolutely
take it. There's no question about that. 52-3, Washington beats Arkansas State. The defense played well. The offense played well. The defense scores, and the offense scored a lot as the Huskies move to 1-2, and they will battle Pac-12 North rival California next week. All right, we've got more coming up here on the postgame show. We got to get you the Toyota player of the game and a check of scores from around the country. That's after this from Home Street Bank.
Did you hear Home Street Bank just turned 100 years old?
Really?
We've been banking for a long, long time.
We're the best of the best of the best of the bank.
100 years and we got to say thanks.
We've got business loans in our chromosomes.
She just helped me buy my first home.
So pass the mic, I've got something to say. When you walk in,
Sally,
they know your name.
Home Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans subject to approval.
I got in a car accident when I was 18, and I got hooked on painkillers. That eventually led to heroin and then meth, and then I ended up homeless. That's when I heard about the mission. And when I walked through the door, I realized that God had a different plan for my life.
And grace will lead.
To hear more, volunteer, or donate to Seattle's Union Gospel Mission, visit ugm.org.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
Hey Husky fans, want a chance to win Husky football season tickets, signed merch, or exclusive VIP experiences? Of course you do. Now through November 2nd, stop by your neighborhood Jackson's. Purchase select Lay's products using your Let's Go Rewards app, and you'll be automatically entered for a chance to win. Yes, it's that easy. Must be enrolled to enter. Some exclusions apply. No purchase necessary. See store for details. Jackson's is a proud sponsor of the University of Washington. Go Huskies!
Jackson's. Let's go.
Dogs get the victory today and improve to 1-2 on the season. All right, it's time now for our Western Washington Toyota Dealers Player of the Game. Brought to you by your Western Washington Toyota Dealers, with new vehicles arriving daily. Your Western Washington Toyota Dealers have a great selection of great Toyota deals. Find out more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Cam, who do you want to go with for your player of the game?
Well, we had so many good players out there today. There was so much offense, so much defense. But I'll tell you what, one kid stuck out, and he stuck out early. That was number 11, Jalen McMillan. Mm-hmm. Great to see him get involved. And those big-time plays down the sideline and touchdowns, it was awesome to watch a wide receiver like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's just fantastic. 10 receptions, 175 yards. How about the 33-yard touchdown to cap a 7-play, 93-yard drive? This offense was explosive today, and him being back at full strength, he only played 4 snaps at Michigan last week. Him being back at full strength, a big part of the reason why.
We came into this season wondering what we were going to get from a lot of young wide receivers. I think these guys just became veterans in week 3, and I'm excited for this rest of the season.
And you hope to get Rome Odunze back pretty soon as well. That would be pretty helpful. As Washington defeats Arkansas State 52-3, now getting ready to take on Cal at home next week. And Cal gets a 42-30 win over Sacramento State. But hey, this is a team the Huskies haven't beat since 2017.
No, any team coached by Justin Wilcox who's going to focus on defense, he's found ways to give the Huskies a lot of trouble in the past. We know they're going to be very disciplined. It's Pac-12 play. You just throw everything out. These guys are going to get ready to rock, and it's can't wait for the start of it.
All right, we've got more coming up with we'll get a check of the Pac-12 scores. Dave Softy Mahler is standing by. And then on our flagship station, 950 KJR, we've got the Husky Honks coming up as well. The Huskies defeat Arkansas State 52-3 today. Selena, I'm coming home. This is Husky Football from Learfield.
When it comes to Alaska Airlines and the dogs, it's always a win-win. We know loyalty is important to you. And since Mileage Plan is the most rewarding loyalty program in the sky, why not get rewarded for yours? Members earn miles 30% faster than other U.S. airlines based on average economy fare and trip length. As part of the One World Alliance, you can earn and redeem Alaska miles to more than 1,000 destinations worldwide. Visit AlaskaAir.com to join. Book now and touch down somewhere new. Go Huskies!
The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss is designed to stand out. Because when you have a 2-inch lift, Goodyear DuraTrack tires, and an integrated dual exhaust, the last thing you'll need is a road. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss, ready to off-road right from the factory.
See your Northwest Chevy dealer.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
In purple rain and golden sunshine, fall Saturdays at Husky Stadium have been home to generations of loyal dog fans. For Washington faithful, there is no other place like home than on the shores of Montlake. As the official mover of Washington Husky football, Air Van Moving and Storage takes great pride in delivering the Huskies home for another dream season at Husky Stadium. We're also proud to serve the moving needs of Husky families as they move to their new homes and begin their own dream seasons. On your next move, look to the official mover of the Huskies to help meet all your personal shipping needs. Visit us today at airvanmoving.com or contact us direct at 1-800-681-9017.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
It's time to check scores from around the country, brought to you by Banner Bank. Here to help people and businesses reach their goals. Here's Dave Softy Mahler.
All right, Dog fans, welcome back to Husky Stadium, your final today here. Huskies, get her done. This is the way things are supposed to be. Nice to see things happen the way they're supposed to happen. 52-3 over the Arkansas State Red Wolves, your final. Some games in progress in the Pac-12 as of right now. Utah and San Diego State late second quarter knotted up in a good one, 10-all. Oregon late first quarter in Eugene leading Stony Brook. Now, that is a school from upstate New York who flew 3,000 miles away to play Oregon in Eugene for, I'm sure, a gigantic paycheck. And the Ducks are up 10-zip late first quarter. Stanford up on Vandy. 2:52 to go first quarter from Tennessee as we speak. Minnesota hammering Colorado 30-0. Oregon State, the same thing to Idaho, 42-zip. Chance Nolan, starting quarterback for the Beavs, 14 of 19, a buck 75, and 3 touchdowns. USC comes from behind to hammer Washington State. The Trojans score 38 points in the second half against the Cougs and win 45-14. Jackson Dart, the quarterback for USC, 30 of 46, 391, 4 touchdowns against the Cougar defense. California, the opponent for the Dogs next weekend, they take out Sacramento State 42-30. And a couple of games tonight in the Pac-12, NAU at Arizona in Tucson at 7 o'clock. Arizona State on the road in Provo against BYU at 7:15. And Fresno State taking on UCLA at the Rose Bowl at 7:45 tonight. Some games in progress in the top 25. Number 6, Clemson leads Georgia Tech 14-6 late fourth quarter. Number 2, Georgia, in a good one, kind of, I guess, for Georgia standards, 21-6 over South Carolina. Carolina. Late second quarter from Athens, number 22 Auburn at Happy Valley in the whiteout for Penn State. And they lead the Nittany Lions 10-7 early second quarter in that one. Number 21 North Carolina leads Virginia 24-7 in the second quarter from Chapel Hill. And a couple of finals, Alabama survives in Gainesville. The Tide get her done. Number 1 Tide over number 11 Florida 31-29. Number 3 Oklahoma barely getting by Nebraska 23-16. Number 5 Iowa goes to 3-0. They take out Kent State 30-7. Number 7 Texas A&M 34 New Mexico Zip. And number 8 Cincinnati also comes from behind to take out Indiana in Bloomington 38-24. Notre Dame gets by Purdue. The 12th-ranked Irish win 27-13 over the Boilermakers. And West Virginia, the upset so far of the day. They take out Virginia Tech, the 15th-ranked Hokies, 27-21, the final from Morgantown. For Tony Castricone, Cam Cleland, Elise Woodward, Terry Ryan, a cast of thousands here at Husky Stadium. My name is Dave Soft, the Mahler, Jordan back in the studio. Good work as well. We'll get a break. Come back on our local flagship station, 950 KJR, for Husky Talk postgame show. For the network affiliates, we will see you on Wednesday night for the Jimmy Lake Show at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Huskies win 52-3. This is Husky Football from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to the Husky Postgame Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield. Play-by-play coverage of Husky football was brought to you by QBSI Xerox, Work Smarter, the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest, Redbox, stream with Redbox, the official at-home movie partner of the Pac-12. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch new movies plus thousands more. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Washington Sports Network.